Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei. We will begin on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Gufa. Hareisha Yisrael Mechta Tarim Mechta Tameim. Klai Yisrael is 50-50, Tamei and Tar. The subject that we discussed extensively at the end of the previous shir. The opinion of Rav is when you have such a situation of 50-50, the Braisa says that Halalu Oysim l'atzmam, v'alolo oysim l'atzmam. That each group makes their own Karma Pesach. That was the first part of the Braisa. That was the part of the Braisa that we had discussed in the previous year as well. However, but if the group of individuals who are Tamei exceed the individuals who are tar, even by just one individual, the halach is yasu betumah. Then the carbon peso should be bound betumah. For lefish ain't carbon tzibur chaluk. We can't have a situation where half of the klaisrol can't mingle. So of course the obvious question is, we just learned that when it's 50-50, each group should make their own carbon pesach. And we're not concerned that Klai Yisrael is divided. And why over here are we concerned that Klai Yisrael, and why over here are we concerned that Klai Yisrael are divided? So the Sefer Chadashim Yam Yishan explains that when you have a group of 50-50, that's not considered that Klai Yisrael is divided. Because since each group represents 50%, so it's not there's no, each group is a tzibur for itself. There's halacha, we can't divide the tzibur. But when we have two distinct tzibur's, we don't have this issue. Rav Elazar ben Masya Omer, Rav Elazar ben Masya teaches us another halacha. The ein hayochid machriyas tzibur l'tumah. One individual, when we want to make the count, we want to take the census, Tameim Tahirim, we can't rely on one individual to move, to say that Roy Vitzibur is Tamei. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lesucha Lizbech as a Pesach Ba'achas Sharecha. And the way he explains the Pasuk, because of Ba'achad, because of one individual, we cannot make the determination for all of Klal Yisrael. There's an interesting machloikis. Here the Gemara clearly is saying that because of one individual, we can't make a decision that Roiv Tzibur is Tamei. What would be the halacha when it's one individual that moves it for Tahara? That when we take the census of Klal Yisrael, the Tahirim exceed the Tameim by one individual. What would be the halacha then? Is it again the halacha that one person can move it in any direction? It is only l'tuma, not l'tahara. Machloikus achroinim. We continue. We learned in the Mishnah that if the kahal or roiva tamei, everybody makes korban pesach betuma. Only if the minority is tamei, those people make pesach sheni. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Amar afilu shevet echad tamei. Even if one shevet is tamei, b'shva kol shvatim tahirim, and the rest of the shvatim are tahar, that's still enough for alolo oisim l'atzmam. The tameim should make their own korban pesach on pesach rishon, for halolo oisim l'atzmam, and the rest of klal yisrael will make the korban pesach b'tahara. My tam Rav Shimon, what is the basis for Rav Shimon's position? Says the Gemara, kasover, he holds shevet Echod, ik recall, that even one shevet is called a kahal. And the Gemara in Masechta Tahoris, Daf Hei Amud Beis, gives us the source for Rav Shimon's opinion, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, as he was leaving the home of Lavan to go to Beisail, goy v'kal goyim yim imcha. The only shevet that had not yet been born at that point was Binyamin. And still, the Pasuk calls him a kahal. So from here we see that even one shevet himself is called a kol. Now, the question is that the Achronim point out that when Rav Shimon says that if one shevet is tamei, even though the other shvatim are all tahor, that's enough to be considered a situation that Pesach to be brought betumah for that shevet. So the Achronim say it's not only if that whole shevet is tameh. If roiv of one shevet is of tameh, the halacha that we just learned would apply. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, avshiva shevet tameh shakol shvatim torim yas betumah. Everybody should make it betumah. Even though most of the shvatim are tor, they should all make it betumah. Why? We don't want to have a situation that part of Klal Yisrael are making the Korban Pesach b'tahara and part of Korban Pesach b'tumah. Rabbi Huda sover shevet echer echer kol, because Rabbi Huda agrees with Rabbi Shimon that even one shevet is already called a kol. So once you have one shevet tamei, it falls into the category of palgu palga. And then he also holds the aim. We don't want to have part of the Shvatim bringing B'tahara and part of it bringing B'tama. And therefore, because of him, because of these considerations, he says, Avdei Kulo Ech B'tama. The whole Klal Yisrael should bring B'tama. So there are Rishonim that want to suggest that when one Shevet is Tamei, the other Shvatim can bring B'tama, but are not obligated to bring a betumah. Whereas when there's a situation of Klal Yisrael being machtza mechtza, then the halacha is that everybody has to bring a betumah. Because I saw that the explanation that when you have a co-mingling of all Klal Yisrael, some are tameh and some are tar, there if the people who are tar are going out of the way not to bring the Korban Pesach betumah, it's going to be very noticeable. And we have what Rabbi Yehuda just taught us, the concept of Ein Korban Tzibur Cholek. Whereas, when you have separate Shvatim, the concern that it looks like Klal Yisrael is Cholek is not that great. Because typically, each Shevet remained for themselves. And since that's the case, we can bring it all betumah, but we don't need to. Itman. So continues the Gemara, Ha Yisrael Mechza Torah Mechza Tameim. If Klal Yisrael was 50-50, Amar Rama Tam Echad Mehem B'Sheretz, we make one person Tamei B'Tamei Sheretz, and now we're going to have a situation where most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, and since most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, then the halacha is we bring the Korban Pesach Rishon. As we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, there's really a different option, that we could send one person away. And by sending one of the Taradiga people away, we again will have most people that are Tamei. So why doesn't Rav offer that suggestion? So the Achronim give different answers why Rav didn't want to give that suggestion. One is that if we're going to do that, this person who is sending away will not be able to bring the Korban Pesach at the proper time. If we're going to make one person Tamei, and now we have a situation the most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, so everybody will be able to bring the Korban Pesach at the proper time. Another explanation is that we're going to discuss later in Ashir that a Korban Pesach that was brought betumah that year, Pesach Sheni is not an option. So if we're going to have a situation where most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, and they're going to bring Korban Pesach Rishon, but this individual was sent away, so he won't participate in the Pesach Rishon. And this year, there is no Pesach Sheni. So it turns out that this person won't have a Korban Pesach at all. Another pshat, as we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, is that nobody really wants to be sent away. And since nobody wants to be sent away, that Rav didn't offer an option, which isn't practical, that nobody really wants to do. Abai Amma. Hachamai Skinen, ask the Gemara Vamai, but why do we say when it's 50-50, ask the Gemara, be Metama 1 B'Sheretz, and then you'll have Roiv Tamei, Amai, Navdei Hani L'Chadei, as we've learned from the beginning of the Shir and then yesterday's Shir, when you have a situation of 50-50, why don't we just take half the group to do it B'Tahara, the Hani L'Chadei, and the other half should do it B'Tumma. The Amar Rav, haven't we learned? The Rav taught us halalo oislat in such a situation a machtza halalo oislam atzmam, halalo oislam atzmam. Amri, so they answered, Hachem Ma'eskinen, Kohen Shoya Tumeim, Oitim La Taharim Echad. It's where we have the count, the Tumeim are more than the Taharim by one. And as we said earlier in our shir, that when there's only one more Tumeim than Tahara, that isn't considered a situation that it's Roif Tumeim. And therefore, to make it that it should be considered roif, and it's also not 50-50. So to make it that it should be roif tameim, we make one person tamei, and now we have a situation of roif tamei. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if that's the case, that there's only one person who's tamei more than the person that tahara, and now have le ruba, tameim. So isn't that a case of roif tameim? And if it's roif tameim, isn't the halacha the na'avdu kulu b'tuma, that we should follow tuma, that's considered that it's roiv tzibur tamei, and we're in roiv tzibur tamei, we just make the Karm Pesach b'tuma. Answers the Gemara, as we said a moment ago, Saval Kerbalaz b'mas yudama ein yachim machriyas tzibur tuma, one person can't make a difference. And therefore, Rav says, take one more person, but now you'll have a plurality of two of tameim, and then you make the Karm Pesach b'tuma. Yacha, ask the Gemara, then if one person can't make it be considered that's roiv tameim, so even if when you have one person more tamei, it's going to be still like the halacha should view it like a situation of mechza mechza. If it's a situation of mechza mechza, chod kushtun l'duchtei, the question that we ask comes right back. And when 50-50, didn't the Braisa teach us, Navdahanil Chadayu Lachayudayu? 50, just everybody should bring Pesach Rishon. Just don't mix the two groups. Elop, says the Gemara, we are talking about Mechza Mechza. Vachikama. And this is the way to understand what Rav meant to say. Iyakatam Tana de Savalo. If there's going to be a Tana that holds, like Ketana Kam de Omer, Palga, when you have 50-50, like Avda Kula Betumah, everybody should make it, each group should make themselves. But there's also going to be the opinion that we cited earlier in today's shir, the opinion of Rabbi Huda, that it's inappropriate, that we should bring the Karm Pesach with the two groups of Klal Yisrael separated, because that shows a total lack of achdus. So then, what should I do? The halacha tells us that we should have these two groups separated. But now there's a consideration of Ein Karm Tzibur Cholek, which is something that we want to avoid. So to solve all these problems, says the Gemara, Metam Echem Mesheretz, we should make one Tamei Tamei Sheretz, and therefore we now have a situation of the Roiv of the Tzibur is Tamei, and since it's a Roiv of Tzibur Tamei, we all make together the Karm Pesach Betuma, and everybody will mekayim the chiyuv without any divisions in Klal Yisrael. Ula, however, disagrees, and he says, "Meshalchanachem mehem l'derech rechayka." He says, when you have a situation of 50-50, send one l'derech rechayka, send him chutz l'machna, and therefore, once he's not here, as we discussed in our previous year, somebody who's certainly b'derech rechayka is not counted when we want to make the census of Tahirim and Tameim. And now, by sending one of the people who are tar chutz l'machna, the Tameim are the roiv, and everybody will make the Karm Pesach b'tuma. Ask the Gemara that instead of sending him away, why don't we just follow Rav's advice of Yetemena B'Sheretz? Why do we have to send him L'derech R'chayka? Answers the Gemara, Kasavar, Shachnim V'Zakon Tamei Sheretz. Making him Tamei Sheretz won't make a difference. Because the halacha is that somebody who's Tamei Sheretz, the day that he became Tamei, he's indeed Tamei, but he goes to the mikveh, and after nightfall, after Harav Shemesh, he's considered Tahor. So now the question is, if this is happening on Erev Pesach, is he a person that can participate in the Karm Pesach or not? On one hand, right now he's Tamei. On the other hand, by tonight, when the Korban Pesach is going to be eaten, he will be tahor. This man, Dama, says that as long as the person is going to be tahor by tonight, when the Korban Pesach is eaten, makes so it's enough to consider him as a tahor and not to consider him as a tamei, and therefore making him a tamei sheretz is not going to be an advice, a real good advice. So ask the Gemara, I understand, given the explanation we just gave, why making him a tamei sheretz doesn't really help. But why not make him a tamei mace? And if he's a tamei mace today, then for sure he's not a candidate for the Korban Pesach, because a tamei mace, in order to be able to have tahara, has to have the parah aduma, the azar of the parah aduma, on day 3 and day 7. And before that, he's not tahor. So why don't we just be matamei b'mace? Answers the Gemara, by doing so, matcheu atam chagigosai. He won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga. As we discussed in the previous parak, the halacha is that in this parak, the halacha is that you have to also bring on Yontif a Korban Chagiga's Tezvov. This individual who became Tomei in Erev Pesach is going to be Tomei, and a Tomei Meis cannot bring a Korban Chagiga. So we don't want to do something that will exclude him from being able to bring his Korban Chagiga. Says the Gemara, Hashtanami, if that's a consideration, that we don't want to do something that will prevent him from being able to bring his carbon, so by making him, by sending him L'derech R'chayka, you're also doing that. Matei Atchum Epischoy, you're excluding him from his carbon Pesach, because he's not going to be here to bring the Pesach. Answers the Gemara, we're not excluding him, because indeed he won't be able to bring the Pesach Rishon. However, Efshe, the Ovid B'Sheni, he'll bring a Pesach Sheni. So says the Gemara, so don't be worried about the Korban Chagiga also. But Meis Nami, even if you're going to be Metamim Metamis Meis, and he won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga at the beginning of Yontov, because he is a Tamim Meis, however, Efshed Ovid B'Shvi, he can bring the Korban Pesach on the seventh day of Pesach, Davile, which will be the eighth day from when he became Tamim. So he'll have the Tahara on day 3 and day 7, and on day 8, both of which are Chol Moed, so there's no problem of doing Hazaras Parah Aduma on him. And then on day 8, which is the last day of Yontif, Shvi Shal Pesach, he'll bring the Korban Chagiga. So we're not excluding him. He still has an option. Answers the Gemara Kesuva, Ula's of the opinion, the Kula Tashlum and the Rishon Anu. When we say that we could bring the Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga, we didn't bring it on the first day, we could bring it on the other days of Yontif, that's only for an individual who could have brought the Korban Chagiga on day 1. And then for whatever reason, he didn't bring it on the first day of Yontif, so the Torah gives him Tashlumim for the duration of Yontif. But somebody who could not have brought it on the first day of Yontif, our individual, who couldn't have brought it on the first day of Yontif, because on the first day of Yontif, he was Tamei Meis, he doesn't have the option of bringing it on other days. So by making him a Tamei Meis, and therefore, halachically, he can't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, he won't be able to bring it on the seventh day either. As the Gemara explains, the Chazav Rishon, the person who could bring the Korban on the first day of Yontif, and then for whatever reason, the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Yontif, and then for whatever reason he didn't, there the halacha is, Chazav Kuli could bring it the other days of Yontif. However, Kol Heichad LeChazav Rishon, if he couldn't have brought it on the first day Yontif, because as we just learned, he's a Tamei Meis, and obviously a person who's a Tamei Meis can't bring the Korban Chagiga, LeChazav Kula, then he can't bring it on the other days of Yontif as well. So the question is, so why, if he went to Derech Rechayka, he also can't bring it on the first day Yontif? He can't come from the Derech Rechayka, which is Chutz L'Tchum, to bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day Yontif. And if we're saying now that if you can't bring the Korban on the first day Yontif, you can't bring it any other time, so why is Derech Rechayka a viable option? So Tosfos Divrei Maskil Atta explains that the Isser of Tchumim is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So Minat Torah, this individual, Midaraisa, could have brought the Korban Chagiga on the first day Yontif. Since he could have brought Midaraisa, the Korban Chagiga on the first day Yontif, therefore we allow him to bring it on the other day Yontif. However, somebody who is Tamei, who couldn't bring the Karma Chagiga on the first Ayantif because he's Tamei, he, the Gemara is saying, doesn't have the option of Tashlumim. Another point Taisus wants to make, there's a difference between the person is disqualified because he is Tamei, which is a Psul HaGuf, versus a disqualification, which is not a Psul HaGuf, it's an outside Psul that is in Derech Rechaikim. But here our Gemara says that if somebody was exempt when the Ikur obligation came, even if afterwards he becomes qualified, he still can't bring the carbon. The Rishonim discuss this concept regarding the following issue. If somebody, Rachman Slan Lo Yaleinu Velo Yaleichem, is an Oinen and Matzoi Shabbos, and we know that an Oinen is part of the Mikala Mitzvahs, an Oinen doesn't make brachas. So now the question is, so Matzoi Shabbos, when the Chiv Havdalah came, he couldn't make Havdalah, he was an Oinen, Rachman Slan. After the Kfura, does he make Havdalah? So the Rosh, based on our Gemara, says that just like our Gemara says, if you couldn't bring the Karma Chagiga on the first day, then you don't bring the Karma Chagiga on the other days as well. Here too, if a person didn't make, couldn't, was exempt from making Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, even though afterwards he's able to make Havdalah, he's exempt from making Havdalah. And that's the opinion, actually, of the Magen Avraham Lahalocha. The Magen Avraham in Siman Ayin Aleph Sifkaten Aleph says that if somebody is an Oinen right after Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos, he doesn't make Havdalah that week. However, the Shalos HaTshuvos Torah L'shma disagrees. And he says that they do, because he says the Zman Havdalah is not that the Zman Havdalah is only Matzah Shabbos and then the first 3 days of the week are Tashlumim. The Zman Havdalah L'chatchila is only on for the first 3 days. So even though right away on Matzah Shabbos, because this person was unfortunately in Oinen, he could not make Havdalah, the whole Zman Havdalah is for the first 3 days of the week. And therefore, since it's the first 3 days of the week, if he can make Havdalah any time during those 3 days, because obviously he's not going to remain on Oinen for 3 days, then he should make Havdalah after the Kfura. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told the Bnei Yeshiva, Zulu v'amalei l'ula, go tell Ula that gave this advice that we should tell people to go, when we have this situation, to go to Derech Rechaika, when we have the situation, when we have one more person, Tamei versus the Tahirim, Man Sayas, nobody's going to listen to you. The Akas Sike Yamashkene, that he's going to go Mechutz L'machna. There's no one that wants to go Chutz L'machna for this purpose, and therefore, nobody's going to do it. I saw that Taisus, the very Maskel Akar, explains, because in order to be considered Derech L'chaika, you have to be 50 mil outside of Yerushalayim. And since you have to be so far from Yerushalayim, nobody's going to want to travel so far away. So we learned previously that if somebody brings a carbon on Pesach Sheni, it's not only somebody who was a Tamei Meis on Pesach Rishon brings Pesach Sheni, but similarly, if somebody was a Zov or Metzora, the halacha is that he too brings the carbon of Pesach Sheni. However, we did learn that there's a difference in halacha between somebody who's a Tamei Meis versus somebody who's a Zov or Metzora. By Tamei Meis, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, the halacha is that if most of the Tzibur are Tamei Meisim, then we bring the carbon Pesach Tuma on Pesach Rishon. But if most of the Tzibur are Zovim or Mitzoroim, the halacha is that we don't bring it on Pesach Rishon, even though most of the Tzibur is Tamei. There is a question, what will be the halacha if most of the Tzibur is Tamei, Zov, Tamei Mitzoroim and Pesach Rishon? So we just said that the special dispensation that was given to Roiv Tzibur doesn't apply by Tumas Ziva Mitzoroim. Will they make it on Pesach Sheni or not? So some Rishonim hold that they will, and some Rishonim say that they don't. So it says the Gemara, Hayu Ruben Zovim. And most of Klai Yisrael were Zovim. U'mu'utim Tamei Mesim, and the meat is Tamei Mes. Amar Rav. So Rav says, Oysen Tamei Mesim, Eina Oysen Leib Rishon Leib Sheni. Those Tamei Mesim won't make Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara explains itself. Rishon Leib Avdi, they don't do Pesach Rishon. They have a Miuta. The Tamei Mesim are only a meat. And as we keep on repeating, you only count, we only make Pesach Rishon b'tumah when most of the tzibur is tameh. Here, most of the tzibur is not tameh, so we don't make them. They don't make it on Pesach Rishon. Or b'sheni, they have a miuta. Or miuta when it's only a meat that's tameh meis loy avdi b'rishon. They don't make Pesach Rishon. However, b'sheni nami loy avdi, they won't make it on Pesach Sheni because the halacha is like this: kol eichad avdi tzibur b'rishon. Where did Tzibur made Pesach Rishon? Here, Avdi Yochid B'Sheni, the Torah says that the Yochid should do Pesach Sheni. Here, Kolechad Delay Avdi Tzibur B'Rishon. Here, most of the Tzibur did not pay Pesach Rishon because there was a small, there was the Meat that were Tamei Meis, and then you had the rest, the large group that were Tamei Zav and Metzayra. So the Rav that Tzibur didn't make Pesach Rishon, so there we can't, the Yochid doesn't make Pesach Sheni. Amalu Shmuel, Zira Lomel Abba, go tell my Abba. We know throughout Shas that Shmuel called Rav Abba, Tupshotim. One is that it was his real name. Another Pshat was a title of Chshivas. Zira Lomel Abba, V'yasib Neisos a Pesach B'me'adoi, that you should make the current Pesach B'me'adoi. So he says, my Avdislay, doesn't this Pasuk clearly indicate that if you didn't do Pesach Rishon, you do Pesach Sheni, and now you're saying that under the circumstances we're discussing, we don't do Pesach Sheni. Amlu, so Rav responded, Zilu Amrlei, go tell Shmuel, Kavu Kul Zovin, when the Ur of Klai Yisrael was Zovin, Mavdisla, what are you going to say? The Pesach, nobody is going to make Pesach Rishon, and what we have to make a Pesach Rishon. The answer is, but Zovin and Metzorim don't do Pesach Rishon ever. What happens to Pesach Rishon? Kimin de layavsha layavsha. It's not possible. We can't do anything. Hachanami, when Roiv the Tzibur were Tamei Meis, was of him, and you had then the other group that were Tamei Meisim, so you have Roiv the Tzibur that didn't bring Pesach Rishon, the Halacha tells us that in this circumstances, you don't, layavdi, we don't do Pesach Sheni either. Itmar, says the Gemara, we spoke about the following case. Hayu Ruban, Tamei Meisim. Most of Klai Yisrael were Tamei Meis, and Miutim Zovim. And a small group of Klai Yisrael were Zovim. So since Roiv of Klai Yisrael are Tamei Meis, so they're going to do Pesach Rishon. Rav Huna Amar, Ein Tashlum LePesach Bo B'Tuma. Even though we keep on learning that the Torah teaches us the Halacha Pesach Sheni, the Torah teaches us that there's a makeup for Pesach Rishon with Pesach Sheni. When did the Torah give us that parasha of Pesach Sheni? That's only when Pesach Rishon was done properly, with people being tahor. But in a situation where the Pesach Rishon was not done properly, people were tamei, the halacha doesn't apply. Rav Adbar Havama, the din that we have Pesach Sheni as a makeup applies even yesh tashlum lePesach b'tuma, even in the year where the Pesach Rishon was born but brought b'tuma. Says the Gemara, name a kabal kamifki. So the Gemara wants to suggest that the bat is the basis of the machlokes. Man da Omar. The man says that a Pesach Rishon that was brought b'tumah because most of Klai Yisrael was tameh is of the opinion, a subject that we've learned previously, tumah dechuy b'tzibur, that even when the current Pesach is brought b'tumah, it's not really that Klai Yisrael are considered tahor. It's not considered that Klai Yisrael are tahor, and therefore, when is the halacha that Pesach Sheni is applicable? When Pesach Rishon was done b'tahara. Here, Pesach Rishon was not done b'tahara, because it's only Tumah d'chuy b'tzibur. Oman d'amar yesh tashlum l'Pesach abo b'tumah, is k'sav Tumah hutra b'tzibur. So if Tumah hutra b'tzibur, that means we look at this year where Roiv of the Tzibur was Tameh, and they therefore were allowed to, do it and they're supposed to bring Pesach Rishon, it's not like Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur, it's Huchah B'Tzibur. So it's like a year that the Korban Pesach Rishon is being brought B'Tahara. And what is the halacha when the Pesach Rishon is brought B'Tahara? There's no disagreement. Everybody agrees you bring Pesach Sheni. When Roiv Tzibur is Tumay, it's like a regular year where the Korban Pesach was brought B'Tahara. Amri, the Gemara doesn't accept this approach. Because we know that the halacha is Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur. Loi. And therefore says the Gemara, the Kulam, everybody is agreeable, the Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur. So what is the Machloikis? Bapligi. The Machloikis is the Mar Sova. Rav Huna held Tahara Mitra, that when a Pesach is brought B'Tahara, the halacha is Pesach Sheni applies. Tumah loy dachya, but when it's brought b'tumah, the entire parsha of Pesach Sheni wasn't said under those circumstances. Or Masover, whereas Rav Adda says, no, the Torah was mechadish the din of Pesach Sheni, and when the Torah said the din of Pesach Sheni, it said it under all circumstances. Afilo tumah nami mitria. Itmar, Nadigmar speaks about another case. Hayishlishtan, a third of Klai Yisrael azovin. Vishlishasan a tahor, Vishlishasan and another third a tmei mesim. Amar Rabbi Mani Bapatish, Oisin tmei mesim, the tmei mesim of this group, that third, ein oisin loy rishon loy sheni, don't make Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara explains, Rishon loy avdi, they don't make Pesach Rishon. Higdilu zovin al tahirim. If we combine the zovin with tahirim. So that means most of Klai Yisrael are not Tamei Meis. If most of Klai Yisrael are not Tamei Meis, so then we have no right, Loi Avdi B'Tuma, to bring the Korban Pesach Rishon B'Tuma. V'avlei Tamei Meisim Miuta, because the Tamei Meisim are only a Miut, and Miuta, Loi Avdi B'Rishon, a Miut don't make Pesach Rishon. But on the other hand, B'Sheni Loi Avdi, we don't let them bring Pesach Sheni either, because Nitzrufu has Zovim and Tamei Meisim. The Zovim aren't bringing Pesach Rishon. Zovim never bring Pesach Rishon. The Tamei Meisim, as we just explained, are also not bringing Pesach Rishon. Because they're only a Miut of Klai Yisrael. They're only a third of Klai Yisrael. Tamei Meisim Loi Avdi B'Rishon. So now we have Roiv of Klai Yisrael that not bring Pesach Rishon. The Din that Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, only applies if it's not going to be Roiv of Klai Yisrael availing themselves of Pesach Sheni. But if most of Klai Yisrael are going to end up bringing Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, have Ruba Loi Mitchel Pesach Sheni, we never have Roiv of Klai Yisrael bringing the Korban Pesach Sheni, that most of the Klai Yisrael should have used Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon. Before we learned the Mishnah, the Gemara spoke before that when we had that situation where we had the count was so close, so where we had exactly 50-50, so Ula said we send one away and we'll have Roiv Tameim. And the Gemara went through back and forth, is that a good advice and all the problems. So the Shagas Aryeh makes an observation. The Gemara was concerned when he's going to bring the Korban Pesach. The Gemara was concerned, what about his Korban Chagiga? Why was the Gemara, asked the Shagas Aryeh, not concerned that he won't be able to fulfill Simchas Yontif? Simchas Yontif is fulfilled with Shalmei Simcha. This person is not going to be able to do Shalmei Simcha. He's not here. Why wasn't that a consideration that the Gemara noted? So based on that question, the Shagas Aryeh proves an issue that we discussed previously, is we discussed in previous Yurim, when there is no Shalmei Simcha, is there a Chiyuv of Simchas Yontif that one could fulfill that Chiyuv with just eating meat or drinking wine? Or as the Rambam, we learned that Rambam said, doing anything that brings the person enjoyment. Shagas Aryeh brings a Raya that midaraisa we could fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif that way. Because if one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif that way, the Gemara should have said, we can't send somebody away and exempt and cause that he should not be able to do Simchas Yontif. The fact that the Gemara didn't give that consideration is a proof that even when you have even when you have a situation that when people can't have Simchas Yontif with Karbonis, they still can very much fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And again, based on that, Bezman Hazer, where we don't have Karbonis, according to the Shaar Gesariyah, we still have a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif by eating meat, drinking wine, or doing other things that bring enjoyment. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shenizrik Damei. An individual brought his Korban Pesach, and after they did the Zrikas Adam, they discovered V'akach Noidashu Tamei. They discovered that the meat was Tamei before they did the Zrika. As we've discussed previously, the Tzitz, the Torah Gedosha says, is Mechaper on Tumah, and this will be a case where the Tzitz will be Meratza. But if we discover that Nitma Haguf, that the owners of this carbon were Tamei before the Zrikas Adam, and a Tzitz Meratza. For that, the Tzitz can't be helpful. Because, say, explains the Mishnah, Nesha Amru Chazal taught us, HaNazar, as we discussed in our previous year, that as the Nazar finishes his Naziris, he has to bring three Kabonis as he finishes his Naziris. V'ayis HaPesach, and the same, somebody brings a carbon Pesach, B'tumah. The halach is tzitz meratz al tumas adam. The tzitz is mechaper if the dam became tamei, and certainly explains the Meiri that it's mechaper if the basur or the emrim became tamei, and the person fulfills his chiyuv, and he doesn't have to do Pesach sheni, and the nazir doesn't have to redo all his kabbonis. However, v'ein tzitz meratz al tumas aguf, if the owner became tamei, if the person who brought the carbon, he himself is Tamei, for that, the halacha is that the tzitz is not Meratza. And as the Rim Lunil explains, the Torah, when it speaks about the tzitz, says, V'nosa aroin esvoin hakotshim. Hakotshim means the carbon itself, the dam, the basar, the murim. It doesn't mean the person who brought the carbon. But teaches us the Mishnah, another halacha, where even though we just said that the tzitz is not meratza, that the tzitz is not mechaper when the person himself is tamei, there is a case where it will be mechaper even on the person himself. And that is a situation, nitma tumas time, where the person became tamei from a source of tumma, which we're going to discuss extensively in the Gemara, what that means, but it's a source of tumma that wasn't a visible source. There, that source of tumma, even the tzitz is meratza on the person who became tumma as well. And the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Brisker ask, what? Why? The person, the nazir, who is tumma, disrupts his tumma when he becomes tumma. So why should the tzitz be meratza? He hasn't completed his term of Naziris. So the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Brisker say that a nazir that becomes tamei has two issues. One is that his Naziris starts all over again. And then there's a halacha that he's tamei. That a person who's tamei can't bring a carbon. So he says that this person that had tumas tahaim, yes, there's halacha that a nazir that becomes tamei, then his naziris, he has to start his naziris again. But just like we're learning that there are certain leniencies around tumas tahaim, say the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Brisker, another leniency that's set around tumas tahaim is that tumas tahaim does not make that the nazir should have to start counting again. That's a special halacha in tumas tahaim. And there's another halacha in tumas tahaim that even if the person himself is tamei, and normally the tzitz is not meratza for that, by tumas tahaim it is meratza. So our Mishnah said that if the blood of the Korban Pesach become tamei, and then they did the zrika, the tzitz is meratza. Says the Gemara Tama, why is the tzitz meratza? The nizrak, because it seems that we did zrika sadam, only after the Zrikas Adam do we become aware that the blood was Tamei. Ava, what would be the case of Noid of Achach Nizrak? If we became first aware that the blood was Tamei, and then we did Zrikas Adam, so the Gemara is assuming at this point that Loi Meratza, it would not it would not work. Ask the Gemara, how could we say such a psak for mini? It says in the Brayis, al matzitz miratza, al dam, al abosa, al chelif, shenitma, any part of the carbon that got tameh, bein b'shogi, bein b'mezah, bein b'oynus, bein b'rotzen, bein b'carbon yoch, bein b'carbon tzibur. And the Gemara is assuming that what does it mean, bein b'shogi, bein b'mezah? That b'mezah, that the kohen who did the zrikas adam knew that the dam was tameh, and still the tzitz is miratza. We just said that if we know that the dam is tummy before the zrika, the tzitz wouldn't be meratzim. Answers the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Braisa. Ravina, tumasoi, what the Braisa meant was, we're speaking about how the dam became tummy. And the Braisa is saying that whether the dam became tummy b'shoigig, or whether it became tummy b'mezit, hurtso zrikosoi, the tzitz is mechaper, but that's only if b'shoigig kurtso. That when we did the zrika, we weren't aware that the dam was tamei. But if b'mezid, if when we did the zrika, we were aware that the dam was tamei, loy hurtso, the tzitz wouldn't help. Shelama, Shela has a different way of understanding. Zrikasoi, bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezid. Whether we knew that the dam was tamei or not, the zrika will be helpful. Tumasoi, but if it became tamei, if it became tummy b'shoigig, then the tzitz would be meratza b'mezid. But if it became tummy b'mezid, then the tzitz doesn't have the ability to be meratza. Ve'la hadiktanian and continues Rav Sheila. When the Braisa said bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid, and doesn't that mean that that's the way the blood became tummy? And isn't the Braisa teaching us that whether the blood became tummy b'mezid, or whether the blood became tummy b'shoigig, the tzitz with meratza, says the Gemara Hachikama, says Rav Sheila, this is the way to understand the braisa. Nitma b'shoigig, if the blood became tummy b'shoigig v'zorkoi, and then you did zrikas adam, then it will be bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid. As long as the blood of the carbon became tummy b'shoigig, it doesn't make a difference if when you did the zrikas adam, you knew or you didn't know hurtzim. Ask the Gemara, but how could Rav Shela's psak be interpreted with our Mishnah? Vodetami, didn't our Mishnah say, Dam Shenizrak, if when you did the Zrika Saddam, you didn't know that the dam was Tameh, and only after the Zrika Saddam, Noida, Akach Noida, you only became aware that the dam is Tameh, that's when the Tzitz Meratza. So isn't our Mishnah clearly teaching us, Tam the Nizrak Akach Noida, because only you only became aware of the Tum of the dam after the Zrika Saddam. Were you aware of the tumah before the zrika? Loi, different than what Rav Sheila said. Says Rav Sheila, that's not true. Who had then dafilo noid v'achach nizrak? Even if you were aware that the dam was tumah, and then you did the zrika sadam, the halacha would be that the tzitz is meratza. So why did the Mishnah say a case that seems to indicate that it's only meratza because you did not know the dam was tumah? V'aratani, why did the Mishnah speak specifically about a case of nizrak v'achach noida? Says Rav Sheila, shouldn't the boiler miss safe? Because we want to continue learning the Mishnah. And as we continue learning the Mishnah, it says Nitma Guf, when the person is himself Tameh, and it sits Meratza. And that halacha is Afilu Nizrak Vachkach Noida. Even if when we did the Zrika Saddam, we didn't know that the person is Tameh, it wouldn't make a difference. Tani Reisha Nami, that's why the Reisha, to be consistent with the Sefer, also used the wording of Nizrak V'Akach Noida. But the truth is that even if Noida V'Akach Nizrak, if it's not the person who's Tameh, it's only the Dam that's Tameh, that sits with Mimratza. We learned in the Mishnah, if the Nazar or the Oysa Pesach became Tameh B'Tumas Tam, there is a special rule that the Tzitz is Mimratza. By Rabbi B'Chama, Koyin HaMiratza M'Kabar Seyim, the Koyin who brings this Kabarnas, Hutroloi Tumas Tahayim, does the same halacha of tzitz meratza tumas apply to him or loy? Mi amrinan, and the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrinan, the chi gemiri, where do we have a special halacha of tumas tahayim? It was only for the balim, only for those who are bringing the carbon, b'koyin, but for the koyin, that special dispensation of tumas tahayim, loy gemiri, wasn't said. Adama, b'zivcha gemiri, the Torah speaks about kabonis, and the Torah says when it comes to kabonis, there's a special leniency by Tumas Tahayim, and that leniency applies loishna b'kahayin v'loishna b'balim. Amar Rava, Toshma, the Tanya Reb Chiya, loyam v'Tumas Tahayim, they only said that the tzitz, that the heter of tzitz of tzitz on tumas tahayim el b'meis b'vad, only by tumas meis. Ask the Gemara meis lamute mai. What was meant by saying that? Lav lamute tumas tahayim desheretz. That if somebody became tumas sheretz, there the tzitz will end. There he, and then he becomes aware of his tumma. There's no special het of tzitz meratzah. Says the Gemara meiskin inem b'bailim. If we're talking about the owner of the carbon had tumas sheretz, but man, what is the case? Even nazar, if we're talking about a nazar, when we speak about tumma by a nazar, says the Gemara, it only is rebarring tumas meis, because a nazar is not allowed to be tumas meis. Mi mahani be v'chiyomus meisalov omer achmana. Tumas sheretz is not a factor by a nazar. Ella, we say it's talking about a meis to Pesach. So says the Gemara, Hanich l'mandomish ein shochtin vein v'zorkin al tumei sheretz, that if somebody who has a tumei sheretz, we don't bring a Karm Pesach on his behalf. So now we could say that even though there's a special leniency by tumas tahayim, it wouldn't be for somebody with tumei sheretz. El amanda omer, we discussed this early in the shir, shochtin v'zorkin al tumei sheretz, because a tumei sheretz by tonight, even if tumei sheretz on Erev Pesach by tonight, he'll be perfectly fine. So Hashta, Tami Yadua, even if he knows a Tami Sharetz, Hotruloi, we could bring Karm Pesach on his behalf. Tumas Tahayim Loi Kolshkein, Elalav, what must this Braisa be teaching us? That the Kohen who's bringing these Karbonis for the Nazar and the Karm Pesach, the Torah is teaching us that what is his halacha regarding Tumas Tahayim, Ushmamino, and we're learning from here that even for the Kohen, Hotruloi Tumas Tahayim. So as we end today's shir, right now the Gemara is under the assumption that Tumas Tahayim the heter of Tumas Tahayim doesn't only apply to the owner of the carbon, but the heter of the Tumas Tahayim applies to the Kohen who's mak of the carbon as well.